interacting with self. We're not scared of our own power. We center bigness here. We share our intuitive gifts and insights without fear of judgment or persecution. We enter this community with the intention of sharing and receiving these gifts from each other. We acknowledge that we do not prioritize intuitive messages from others over our own divine knowing. We center belonging for all ways of being and all identities with the understanding that we are sovereign beings with free will. If you feel offended or triggered by someone's identity, it's an opportunity for self-reflection. It may also be an opportunity to make decisions that align with your energetic frequency while taking into account the guidelines and values of this community. Be curious. If you're confused, unsure, offended, or triggered, ask questions. We understand that we must learn from our shadow, inner child, or victim self if we want to align with our soul's desire. We can't let these parts run the show. In learning, we alchemize their wisdom into the gifts we're meant to share with the world. What this means is that we're able to harness and stand on the wisdom of our shadows and our light. We acknowledge the pain and grief of navigating the density of our existence on this planet and in the matrix, while acknowledging that no one has the power to make us feel a certain way. We are ultimately responsible for our own emotional reactions. While witnessing our inner child, victim self, the part of us that wants to be seen and protected, and acknowledging that this version of us is only one aspect of our human self. When we feel the voice of this part of us getting louder, it's a message for us to reflect on. What are they asking us to get curious about? While not completely merging or identifying with this wounded part of us, we examine our victim wound and how it interacts with the matrix. How have we internalized characteristics and behaviors that perpetuate these systems? Scroll down to the bottom of this page, see linked URL, for an exploration of the characteristics of white supremacy culture by Tema Okun, or read the original article, see linked URL as well, where the characteristics are summarized. They're enlightening.